With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Kobe Bryant was on his way to a youth basketball game with his daughter Gianna yesterday when the helicopter they were in crashed, killing all nine passengers. Bryant and his family frequently attended WNBA games as well. Some have called Kobe the biggest champion of women's professional basketball there was. The WNBA and its players union have a new deal that could help narrow the gender pay gap in professional basketball. Here to discuss what the deal means is Alicia Jessup. She's a Pepperdine University law professor who studies the sports industry. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning.
This could be a big deal for women's athletics generally, but when we talk about those player salaries, it's still nothing in comparison to what the men are making, right? I mean, if women are making $500,000, sure, that's a lot better than they were making before this new deal, but it's also way lower than the men.
It is. And the women were not expecting the $90+ million salaries annually that players like LeBron James can command. What they were asking for is investing in the product that you are putting on the floor through marketing it effectively.
Because that's the big question that historically people don't watch. But what you're saying is people don't watch because you're not marketing them.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So the argument against paying female athletes more historically has gone something like, well, there's nobody watching your games, there's nobody attending your games, so unless you can increase revenue, we're not going to pay you more. And that's a valid argument. But the problem is, in order to make money, you have to spend money. And historically, a lot of women-led leagues have not spent the necessary money to build the brand. So when the NBA began, its seats were not filled. It was not driving millions of viewers. The difference, though, is more money was spent to build that league.
It's also important, it sounds like, that the league is looking at corporate sponsorship as a really important part of how to grow that revenue, right?
Absolutely. So after TV broadcast contract money and attendance, really the third biggest bucket of revenue for pro sports is sponsorship dollars. Well, what really drives sponsorship interest is viewership. So if your viewership isn't strong, there's less incentive on behalf of the sponsor to spend millions of dollars to align themselves with your brand. And if there aren't a lot of people in seats at your games, the same factor applies.
Now, we can't talk about the WNBA without talking about the U.S. women's soccer team. And just in terms of pay equity, I mean, the women have more viewership than the men. Does this new contract sort of speak to at least some momentum there?
Yeah, this is sounding an alarm. And what I love about this new WNBA collective bargaining agreement is they basically laid out a master course of how to get more money.
Alicia Jessup is a sports law professor at Pepperdine University. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.